Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nestled on the banks of the Allegheny River.
All right, count them up. How many strokes? What'd you get?
The U.S. Open is at Oakmont Country Club this week.
8 or 9. I'll give you an 8.
What'd you get?
I got an 8.
This is a U.S. Open week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Dead heat after one hole. Turning into quite a rivalry.
The Fan.
Buck just asked us to try to name that movie. I cannot.
I didn't hear anything other than that last little bit.
Yeah, basically, it's two guys saying, what did you want to, let's count up the scores, what did you get on the hole? And they try to count them up. They go, an 8 or 9? I'll give you an 8. What'd you get? An 8. All right, cool. Dead heat after one.
What movie is it?
It's from Swingers. It's when Ron Livingston and Jon Favreau are playing like a muni pitch and putt, and they are awful. And they're both carding an 8 on the first hole.
Quick U.S. Open fact. Since we only have one sleep until the U.S. Open?
So far, we've got to Brian Wilson, Weird Al, and the Monster Mash, and the Werewolf Watusi in the first hour.
No, we talked about the finals. NBA finals. Yeah,
that's right.
By the way, Weird Al, 2 shows at Edgefield sold out. ZZ Top, not sold out.
That's amazing.
I mean, I don't think it is. Like, because the other guy died.
ZZ Top, on the surface.
Either way.
Just on the surface.
You ZZ can Top buy not tickets sold out, to Weird Al, see ZZ Top.
Listen.
You can't buy tickets to see Weird Al either night.
I get that Weird Al selling out 2 shows is, that's pretty awesome right. And surprising. But ZZ Top without, was it Billy that died? Or which one died? One of the 2 died. You gotta have ZZ Top is not ZZ Top without both of those guys.
No, Billy's still. Billy's
which one died?
The other one, Dusty, I think.
Dusty, that's right. He died. Yeah. So I can see why people aren't going to see them. Plus, I've heard they've been terrible for years.
I'm just trying to process that. ZZ Top, plenty of tickets still available.
Now,
Weird Al, good luck.
Let me. Okay.
Don't get back
this
to what
is,
you were.
No.
We're not getting derailed by Weird Al again.
No.
Oh, we are.
We are.
God bless America. Why did I bring
Because
that?
I was thinking about. I was
Good
thinking,
luck to me.
I was thinking
yeah,
about a great parody band. So I was thinking about Spinal Tap.
Okay.
You know, because we were talking about Weird Al. So I was like, oh, Spinal Tap. But Spinal Tap never. I mean, those guys were actors. It was like Christopher Guest and all those guys.
Yeah, there wasn't a.
They weren't a band.
No.
They just had a band. They were a band in a movie.
Yeah.
So they never. It would have been kind of funny if Spinal Tap actually. Was musically inclined and would go out. Tour.
Yeah, like the Monkees.
But they never did. So I was thinking about the great parody bands, and I got to thinking about Tenacious D, and they've got to be up there, because that is a great...
They're not around anymore either.
You know, I know, but that is a that is a great parody band.
Yes.
They are fun.
Yeah.
And that's Jack Black's band.
Yes.
And then The Lonely... Are you familiar with Lonely Island?
Yeah, some
Lonely Island is exceptional.
They're amazing.
They're so freaking good. Yeah. So it's Andy Sandberg's parody band.
Yeah, and there's two other people in there, and but they write. I mean, they write original songs. They're just comedy songs,
but they're funny.
Yes.
Yeah. So I say parody. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They did a whole musical on the Bash Brothers, Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco. Yeah.
They're doing. They do bits, just like the Monster Mash is a. You know, it's not a parody song. It's just it's a fun. It's a comedy.
They're great.
Sandberg or not Sandberg. Why can't I think of him? The Billy Madison guy, my God, Adam Sandler. He does that. He has a comedy.
Yeah, yeah, he's always had that.
Yeah, he does comedy music.
And then you've got Richard Cheese and the Lounge Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of...
Who else belongs up there with...
Steel Panther? Yeah, but that's not...
I've never really heard them. Is that...
Well, they're an actual band, and they're a good band. They just play... It's like
just play covers?
Yeah, it's an homage, but they don't do comedy necessarily. I wouldn't say that. That's just kind of
they're a cover band.
They're a cover band. And they lean into, they dress up like an 80s hair metal thing. So it's a fine line. There's a country guy that does this crap too. Cletus something or other. He does this.
Does he make fun of country music?
Yeah, he makes fun of country music. And then there's two of them. There's that dude and I think Rodney Carrington. There's two country guys that
I know. Rodney Carrington. He's an actual country musician, right?
No. He does this. I think it's Rodney Carrington. Yeah, they do. He does bits. He does comedy songs. Ray Stevens. Remember he did The Streak? Remember that when you were a kid? You ever hear Ray Stevens?
No.
Yeah, he had The Streak in like the Mississippi Squirrel Revival, the Shriners Convention. No.
Who did Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Yeah, same
sort of. The worst Christmas song of all time.
Yeah. Same sort of stuff.
That made my grandma howl, though.
Of course, yeah.
Well, that also might have been the Chardonnay, but... here is your hot U.S. Open fact for this segment.
Okay.
1,385 players have teed it up at Oakmont for a U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Okay, 1,385. Mm-hmm. 2% have finished under par.
Yikes. That's a... Dude, that's a gnarly stat.
Thank you. Well, Oakmont's hard.
Is that the toughest course?
It's widely considered one of the toughest courses in the country. It was built for that. I mean, it's why it exists. Apparently, the members play the greens faster than the U.S. Open's even playing them. It's bit.
Yeah.
And it is hard. Fair, but hard. So 2% have finished under par in all. I think they've played 6 U.S. Opens there. That's not a lot.
No.
So you could have an over par champion here at this tournament.
Well, I mean,
I don't think you will because it's not going to, because it's been raining.
Yeah. But don't they say that like ideally at the US Open, they want even par to win? Like
USGA, but USGA doesn't have to do much to this course because it's just Oakmont. It's hard.
Yeah. It just kicks you in the nuts regardless.
Right in the teeth.
Yeah. And then you add in the U.S. Open putting pin placements and growing the rough and all that.
Yeah, it's where the hard dudes are.
So you take one of the hardest courses, you know, period, and then you get them. You get the USGA that comes in and spruces it up a little bit, and you got a recipe for disaster, and I can't wait to hear the players bitch about it, because you know they're going to.
So they'll be teeing off bright and early tomorrow morning, right when you wake up, flip it on, watch the carnage. Can't wait. One sleep.
Can't wait.
Jace, one sleep.
Well, do we have Buckley's early round leaders, though? I mean...
Yeah, we do. I have those. We can do those at some point.
Yeah. I picked Bryson. Do you have a pick? Do you have any bets?
I have not. I'm still kicking around. I have not settled on anything. You know, I like to ruminate, and I will place, you know, I'll place 8 to 9 different wagers on the...
Wow, degenerate.
Well, no, this is over the course of the tournament. Well, that's a tournament.
Lot. Why? Makes me proud.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Mm.
Huh. Yeah, Buck's first round leader card is full, I believe.
Yep, that's right.
Not going to reveal those.
I also like...
Wow.
Well, I feel like...
Stiff arm.
Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying you're stiff arming. Like, tell us who you're betting on.
Well, are we doing that right now, or we're going to go to break? Are we doing golf picks?
Yeah, sure.
so that's a yes? We are doing that now?
Yeah, I want to hear your first round leader picks.
Okay, first round leaders. Let me pull them up.
By the way, also, Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yeah,
is a fun little country foul mouth guy doing bits now. If you're looking for more hot parody news while Buck pulls up his winner.
Is he the one that does the boobies song?
Yeah. Drop him out. And, yeah. You know.
That's a pretty good, fun little.
He's got some good stuff. And he leans into the whole bit. He's got a whole character he does.
Well, Rop previewed the open for us on Monday, yeah, and I have taken some notes from him there on dudes that hit the ball straight consistently and don't mess around too much. So Tommy Fleetwood, nice. Shane Lowry, Sepp Straka, all 45-1. Corey Connors, 55-1. Harris English, 65-1. Mm-hmm. Autoplay Justin Rose, 80-1. Mm-hmm. Keegan Bradley, Matt Fitzpatrick, 75-1. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your ultra long shot, Jacob Bridgman, 125-1. Putts okay. well and has played there before.
You didn't bet on the dentist from Indianapolis?
Didn't bet on the dentist. Found out he's more of a dent-fluencer than he is a dentist, so I pulled back.
Well, he has a dental practice.
Yeah.
But people can't win in this world.
No.
You know, he does something cool. He's just a dentist. He qualifies for the U.S. Open, and now everybody's dragging him.
Why are we?
I don't think everybody's dragging him. It was a tweet.
Buck's on a radio show dragging this guy.
Why? Because he's a dental influencer?
Somebody went to his LinkedIn page, and it was like, I help other people set up their dental practices.
Here's what he does. He has his own practice, and he is a dentist, mm-hmm. but he also is a consultant for other people starting their own practices.
Sure.
And he claims to be like...
Well,
lead smile maker or something. It's real kind of cheesy, but you know,
he's making
a lot of money.
My buddy down in Bend, that's what he does now. He is a dentist, but he has not practiced dentistry in years because now he's just a.
Well, maybe he should qualify for the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And then we'd talk about him.
He's just a rich guy now that helps other dentists be rich.
I just like the tweet that called him a dentfluencer. I didn't even know that was
a thing.
Yeah,
he's dentfluencer.
Huh. I'm going to start calling my buddy a dent influencer. I like where this is going. So now Buck's dragging him because he thinks it's less of a cool story.
I'm not dragging him. I'm just regurgitating something I saw online.
Pretty much a big jerk.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll get back to the NBA. Kevin Durant, will he be traded? And where will he go? And will it even matter? Next on The Fan. Now, as Beach Boys hits go, I can't get behind Kokomo.
Well, it's a little cheesy.
It's entirely cheesy.
It's just a bad song.
I'm going to say it's a bad song.
I won't go that far.
You know. It was featured in Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
You're the hater now.
I think John Stamos was on the bongos. Yeah, it's not quintessential Beach Boys, but you know, even the Rolling Stones had some awkward 80s moments. It was the 80s. Don't judge anyone on anything that happened in the 1980s.
Big week here. We've got the U.S. Open starting tomorrow. We've got Sprint Tri Clyde over there hitting the water.
Yeah,
bright and early Saturday morning in Bend. We've got the NBA Finals kicking back up tonight. We might even have a Kevin Durant trade.
Yeah, supposedly the talks are happening. They've narrowed it down to a few teams.
Yeah, so the Suns and Durant's team sifting through trade scenarios.
Good thing they gave up everything to get him, and now we're trying to desperate to get anything back in return. I will be interested to see what he brings back because, dude, Kevin Durant can still play, but he's also, I think, like 37 years old.
That's the question I have about him is, like, he's clearly still an elite scorer and one of the best scoring threats in the league, but can he shoulder the role of, like, a true one, or how much does he need somebody else to do it with
him? He'll be 37 at the start of the season, and look, the last two stops in Brooklyn and Phoenix have netted jack crap, so obviously he can't carry you, but if you look at the teams that are interested... I don't think he's being asked to carry. I think he's being asked to be the piece that kind of maybe puts it over the puts it over the top.
There are five teams according to Shams. Is it Shams or Shams?
I thought it was Shams.
Shams. Okay. Spurs, Rockets, Knicks, Timberwolves, and Heat.
Yeah.
But he also said there are a few wild card suitors.
Well, what I don't understand, like the Miami one, like what are you doing?
Like, they might be kind of desperate.
I guess, but like, what are you? That makes no sense to me whatsoever for Kevin Durant. Other than if you just want to go to Miami and I don't know, be on South Beach for the remaining couple years of your career, be my guess. But if you're actually trying to go and write the last chapter to your story, the rest of that makes sense.
Where would you go if you're him? Knicks. You could probably pick your coach.
Yeah, again, a lot of it depends on, well, they don't, apparently they can't because they're just trying to get a coach. By the way, I would like to point out that I've had Tenney to the Fan turn down the New York Knicks and their ability to talk to me to be their next coach. Like, how many teams can turn them down? Like, all they're doing is asking, like, hey, can we go talk to your sitting coach? And everyone's like, yeah, no, go away. A lot of it depends on what you have to do to get him, if it's just draft capital. But if you take this New York Knicks team as constructed, I know Durant doesn't necessarily help you on the defensive end of things, but I mean, you would assume a team that went that far and you add someone like Kevin Durant, they can still give you 25 a night without blinking and can still rebound and play some defense. I would think that is a big deal. Minnesota has been to the conference finals twice. And then San Antonio, I think, is the most interesting one. But again, I would assume that's probably a couple years away that he may not have. So San Antonio, no. Miami, no. Houston, you're the number two seed, and all Houston needs is kind of maybe that guy. I would say if you're looking to kind of write the story, I would think Houston is the one that I think is really, really intriguing. And Minnesota and New York both make sense. But San Antonio and Miami, to me, I don't get that. Because ideally, you have, what, 2 years of this Kevin Durant, which is a diminished but still a very good Kevin Durant. I think you have to go to somewhere where it's win and it's win now. And that doesn't seem San Antonio and certainly doesn't seem Miami. Minnesota, New York, and Houston. Houston with the great regular season, and then Minnesota and New York are coming off conference finals. Minnesota coming off back-to-back conference finals.
Well, they're expecting a trade before the draft, which is June 25th.
Yeah.
So it will come soon.
Well, like,
and we'll freak out about it.
I want to look and see what the Phoenix was, because it was like 5 picks.
Yeah, it was a lot. A lot of ones in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, they got an absolute S ton. So
we thought that was a great deal when it happened.
Yeah. So there was Kevin Durant and TJ Warren, and the Nets got Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, and 4 unprotected first-round picks and a 2028 pick swap. So
and
5
didn't they then give up Bridges for 5 more first-round picks?
Yes. That was – so then they dealt Bridges to
– New York.
New York for 5 picks.
Yeah.
So, yes, the Nets are sitting on a
– they turned Kevin Durant into 9 picks.
Yes.
A lot of picks.
So I'll be interested to see what Phoenix gets back in return, because Phoenix has been gutted.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So, I mean, you gave up everything to, you know, you took the swinge, didn't work out, and now we'll see what you can get back.
Well,
you ain't getting 4 ones back.
But they don't have a lot of, like, what's the word? Like, they just don't have a lot of leeway to make a lot of moves, right?
No.
Like, they've got a lot of salary on the books. They got Beal.
And they don't have very much draft capital to offer anybody else.
No. So, I mean, this is kind of it.
So I tell you what, though, when they started that whole thing, putting Durant with Booker and made the, you know, that was like, ooh, watch out for Phoenix.
Yep.
And boy, what a flame out that was.
Beal's been a disaster.
Well, and that's kind of my thing with Durant. You know, be careful. Kevin Durant is great. And I'm not saying Kevin Durant is the reason why any of this has failed, but Kevin Durant, since leaving Golden State, has picked his spot. And he teamed up with stars in Brooklyn, and it went nowhere. I mean, he had the one big toe moment, but it went nowhere in Brooklyn. And then he picked his spot going to Phoenix and teamed up again with another star and another supposed star in Bradley Beal, and it went nowhere. It was an absolute disaster. So I don't know. I wonder what, at this point, Kevin Durant means, unless he just is the cherry on top. And you're allowed to drop him into a team that doesn't have to gut itself.
Well, he's instant offense.
Yes.
But what's the price you pay for that?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
And he's such an enigma, because we've talked about this before, but
he doesn't necessarily come and galvanize your locker room.
No, exactly.
Like, maybe just the opposite.
What is his legacy? Like, I don't know what to do with Kevin Durant on a lot of levels. And I think a lot of people are the same way.
Kevin Durant may be the most talented scorer the NBA has ever seen. I think we've said this before. I don't believe anyone has done more self-harm to their legacy than Kevin Durant.
Yeah, we did a whole segment on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to be when he goes somewhere. I could see it being great for a Houston or for New York, but I could also see it being, just like you said, Brooklyn and Phoenix and flame out. And then what does that do to his reputation? You know, like this is kind of an important part of his,
of
the end of his story.
Yes.
This better be good, and it better work. or else...
Because if the last chapters are like, well, yes. you left Golden State yes. and then you went four other places and couldn't figure it out anywhere, that's not a great look.
Rough.
It's not. It's not a great look if this is the way this ends. If he goes somewhere, especially if he ends up in New York or Minnesota that are kind of... They're tailor-made ready, right? They're coming off conference finals. And if you go there and you don't have to gut the team, right? Like, you essentially get dropped in as the addition to put that over the top, kind of like what happened in Golden State, and you flame out, yeah, it certainly is going to be viewed poorly. And I think unfairly to Kevin Durant, you know, he gets labeled as this, you know, also ran in Golden State. Look, I'm not saying he's better than Steph Curry. I'm not. But
he was when he was there.
Well,
when,
I think he, yeah.
When he was at, his career is not Steph Curry's career. And Steph Curry will certainly get remembered more.
But peak basketball player?
When Kevin Durant was in Golden State, the best player on that team, the MVP of both of those finals, was Kevin Durant.
Curry, a better franchise player. Durant, a better basketball
Steph
player.
Steph Curry, better career is the best way to put it, like you said.
Yes.
Kevin Durant is he might be the best pure basketball player.
It's... Yes.
Outside of LeBron, since Jordan.
Yes. People say that he is some people call him the best scorer in NBA history. And he was an underrated rebounder and he was an underrated defender.
He was awesome.
Phenomenal.
But now, you know what he's doing now too? He ditched the burner and now he's just going right at people on Twitter.
Yeah.
Somebody the other day brought up his legacy, and he's like, okay, you want to debate? And then he just engaged all of Twitter.
Yeah. For a while. So he's no longer doing it under an alias.
No.
That's
why I said
he's outwardly sensitive now.
He went when he was at Oklahoma City and the MVP and all that, he was like the darling of the sports world. And he just, I don't know, maybe that was not the real Kevin Durant. And this is, maybe he was putting on an act there, but boy, he just sure seemed to fumble it because he was someone that everyone rooted for and he was so good. And I just don't think he'll ever get, he will be the most, I don't know, misunderstood. He'll just, of his generation, this era, he will be the most, what would you say? Just
like his legacy will be the most complicated or something like that?
Yes. It will be the most complicated and the most underappreciated of his generation.
And largely due to his own.
Yeah.
Due to himself.
Yeah. But I think
if
he could go to New York, Minnesota, or Houston and lead an NBA title in the next 2 years, I think it would go light years to kind of silencing that and being the crown jewel on what probably should be a top 12-ish NBA career of all time.
All right, coming up next, it is time for In the News. I've got an update on the dad murderer manhunt up in Washington. Here's Buck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, nice to have you along. Wednesday show.
We almost had a full show pee there.
We sure did. We were all three in the bathroom at the same time. That has never happened.
No.
But you were only in there like the guy in Bi-Mart not buying anything. You were blowing your nose.
Yeah. I was just there because I just wanted to hang out. I wanted to be part of the group. But Deez did not come out for Harambe, unfortunately. There was no Voltron incident between the three of us. Yeah, but like it was only two. You know, it's, you know, lacked.
It is June 11, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you.
I think it's really sexy.
Thank you, Neil. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Pizza Margarita Day.
Hey!
Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a youth,
yeah,
growing up in the more simple Midwest,
you didn't get a lot of pizza margarita.
Never. Like, I don't even think I knew of it until, until I got out
thin
here.
Thin crust probably didn't make it to you.
That's a
right.
You like, guys are probably more of a of a Domino's sort of
Pizza Hut.
Is it Domino's or the Hut? You decide.
Yeah, the Hut.
We were the Hut.
Yeah,
I was all Team Hut.
Yeah,
and yeah. So the margarita pizza, like I don't know how long it's been around, but in my world, it's been like 20 years.
I think it's been around a little longer than that. Yeah. I guess you didn't get a lot of the char bubble crust out there in the Midwest.
The apartment I lived in San Francisco for 9 years was right over a pizza place. And the dude who owned it was the first American ever to win the International Margarita Pizza Making Championship in Naples, Italy. And, and he made those at his restaurant downstairs.
Okay.
I will say that as I made my way around Italy, it was a shocking amount of walking slices that I would acquire. Because you're just, you know, you're walking the city, and like every other block, you know, there's a delicious pizza by the slice place. You just, you know, like, well, you cruise in real quick right here and grab a walking slice.
I don't think I ever got pizza by the slice while I was there.
No?
No, but I do remember.
I got plenty of walking slices.
Yeah. I love a good walking slice.
So walking gelato while you're at it.
There you go.
There you go.
Or the stranoli, which is the cannoli on the stroll. That also.
Ooh, yeah.
Abundant over there.
I do remember, and I may be misremembering this, but weren't the pizzas like kind of, like their menus all pretty much have everything on it.
Yeah.
And pizza isn't really, it's like a kind of like an appetizer for them.
Yes.
It's like a,
it's almost like your bread course kind
of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which is why the walking slice was such a valuable tool as your, as that was the beauty part is I ate pizza while we were walking to decide what to eat. The two things that happened were walking slices and table lasagnas. Wherever we go, we'd order and then be like, and a lasagna for the table. Just to, you know, see where this goes.
It is also King, see if I can do this, Kamehameha.
That would be Kamehameha, right?
Ah.
Yes.
King Kamehameha Day.
Yes. Yeah. The Hawaiian, I think that's the first Hawaiian king, is it not?
He was the king, also known as the Great and the Napoleon of the Pacific.
Boy, I don't want to be the Napoleon of the Pacific.
Kamehameha also pumps out some of the best high school talent in Hawaii, along with St. Louis High School.
Is your mic low? Can we get a
boost? Yeah, I was just talking low.
Get a little boost on your mic here.
Hey, thanks. Good producing.
Kamehameha is known for establishing the unified kingdom of Hawaii in 1810, which brought together all of the islands.
Yeah. Yeah, when you go over there, like any of the luau's or whatever, they'll tell you the story about him. And they got big murals and whatnot over there.
And they started the lay, the whole thing about, you know, like you know, you get lay. You know?
I can't say I knew that he was the reason behind that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a manhunt up in your neck of the woods,
Jeez. Yeah, we do.
Got this...
Armed and dangerous.
Travis Decker, this guy who...
He's a killer.
Killed his three daughters.
Yeah.
Didn't take him back to his ex.
No.
And they found him dead. They found his truck. He was up in the woods, the scraggly woods up near Leavenworth, Washington. And
Christmas town, but not so Christmassy.
Former Army guy. They said today they think they spotted him out in the woods.
Yeah.
He's out there.
But he looks terrifying.
Rummaging around.
Yeah.
They believe they're closing in on him. So they got
the enchantments is like the, apparently that neck of the woods is what they call it.
Yeah, the enchantments.
The enchantments.
They got a tip from a hiking party about a lone hiker in the enchantments area who appeared to be avoiding others and was ill-prepared for trail and weather conditions. Tracking teams responded to the area and spotted an off-trail hiker near Kolchuk Lake.
Mm-hmm. Up in the Wenatchee Mountains.
Who ran from sight when a helicopter passed over the area. Yeah. More teams responded and were able to pick up a trail and track a subject to the area of the Ingalls Creek Trailhead on Highway 97 using the police dogs. Sheriff's Office does not say when the lone hiker was spotted and tracked, but did issue a community alert for that area.
Yeah, and I guess they say he has extensive survival skills. So even though he's not necessarily like well like equipped up there, they're saying he's extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
And he's got a little crazy in his eyes.
They said he was... Well, yeah, he killed his daughter.
He killed his daughters.
So they say he is extensively trained in navigation, woodland, mountainous terrain, long-distance movements, survival, and numerous other disciplines needed to be able to flee. Yeah. He is also a well-versed outdoorsman and frequently engaged in hiking, camping, survival skill practice, hunting, and even lived off the grid in the backwoods for approximately 2.5 months on one occasion.
So don't approach him. They said stay clear if you just see him, 911. And
do we have context about like whether, I mean, obviously they haven't found him, so they haven't been able to talk to him, but was this something that he planned? Was this some sort of mental break and then something went wrong? Like we don't know any circumstances like that yet.
No one knows.
No, just never returned him. And then they found him like in at a campsite, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Travis Decker is his name.
Yeah. There is a $20,000 reward for information leading to his arrest.
Really?
Yeah. So the U.S.
You want to get in my truck and head up?
No. No, I do not.
20 G's?
Let's see.
I mean, look, they're closing in on him. They'll find him.
Yeah.
I
know my way around the woods a little bit. I would say that in no way do I have any of the skills and ability that that man has. And he's also willing to kill. So I'm going to just leave that one to the professionals.
Crazy story.
Yeah. Sad, too. I can imagine that poor mom.
Got a follow-up on the Beaverton Road Rage guy. You remember this guy?
Yeah, is that the one that
he rammed the cyclist. Motorcycle. Yeah, not a cyclist. Yeah, the motorcyclist off the road.
Yeah, the motorcycle guy came up, gave him the bird. There was some sort of confrontation, and then my man in the minivan
hit him.
He had a Kia Soul or something. He just said, screw this, and ran him over.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Well, that guy has fled. He was on house arrest.
Oh, he skedaddled, huh?
Yes. He is missing.
Oh, boy.
He basically disabled his GPS monitor, and no one knows where he is.
Well, that's no good. By the way, I mean, I know he's going to do some time for that, but, like, where do you think you're going, man? Like...
Maybe he's with
I don't think they ever have a plan. They think one step ahead as opposed to six or seven.
I mean, I get it if you're some rich bastard, you know, Wolf of Wall Street style.
But every time this happens, I'm like, you think you're going to make it on the run on your own?
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time that worked?
You can't use your credit cards, whatever. There's cameras everywhere.
Maybe he's with Travis Decker.
I guess. Just doesn't seem like that's, you know. I understand you're facing some time, but you didn't kill anybody. You know, you're going to... And it's Oregon, by the way. You're going to get out on good behavior. Well, your life isn't over. You screwed it a little bit, but it's not over. Sure, what
it is now.
I'm sure what you're doing there by going on the run.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah, I mean, I know you want to go on the lam, but they're going to cheese you, my man. You can't do it.
Here's a question from one of our texters. Suk, you can only eat one. Or you can only keep one. Margarita pizza, gelato, or cannolis?
Oh. I can only keep one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
The other is wiped from Earth.
I can eat other kinds of pizza. I mean, I like a good margarita pizza, but I got other forms of pizza.
Okay.
So, you know what? Honestly, I think I'm keeping... Gelato's damn good. I do like a good cannoli. I don't know. I think I'm taking gelato. If I have to just keep one of those, I got other treats. I don't need the cannoli. I'm taking gelato.
I love a good cannoli, but I think I would take gelato myself.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Coming up next, they are leaving Oregon and moving to Arizona. Rest in peace, Dutch Brothers.
Dun, dun, dun.
When we return on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. We are rocking you. Super hard. R.I.P. Brian Wilson.
Very rarely we rock you on a Wednesday. We love our Wednesdays. I do a lot of rocking.
No, but we are today, baby.
I think he mentioned Sly. Sly Stone, right? I mean, he got overshadowed.
Yeah, Rambo died.
Rest in peace.
All right. It's in the news. June 11, 2025. I told you they were leaving, Jace.
Yes.
That's because they are.
Oh, no.
Dutch Brothers, it's moving its headquarters.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Out of Oregon.
Whatever will we do?
What will we do?
What?
Now, this doesn't mean the stores will close.
No.
For those of you who are confused. Yeah. This is just the HQ.
Yeah.
Where they do all the business dealings.
Because they were out of, like, what, Grants Pass or something
where they
down there?
Count the money.
Yeah. The money. Sure, there's a lot of it.
Yeah. They're heading to Phoenix.
Did they say why? Just friendlier business climate or better weather?
It says, over the past several months, we have seen the functional and cultural advantages of having more of our field support roles working together in one place. To support the next phase of Dutch Bros growth, we're relocating additional roles to our new Phoenix office and making strategic changes to the structure of several teams.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Just say you want to go to better weather and you don't have to deal with the crap you're in. Working.
That was very corporate,
that answer. Yeah.
Bringing more people together will allow us to be better
yeah.
and serve our customers and crews across the country.
All I know is Schulze shows up every day with like the world's largest like coffee milkshake, and he sucks on that thing every day. People love their Dutch Bros.
Dude, I got to tell you, my kid and his
hooked
his lady. Oh God. Yeah. Oh God.
I've never purchased anything from Dutch
they
Brothers.
They love it.
But that's I think I've gone through there for the misses a time or two. But I'm just I don't understand the allure of the coffee.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just coffee, you know.
Yeah.
They've got all the
It is crazy to me, the allegiance, like all the bumper stickers you see and people are like, Dutch Mafia. I'm like, you love your coffee? Like, you don't see people putting Starbucks stickers on their
car. But it's not I don't think they're getting coffee.
Are sure.
They?
Well,
but they're getting those
point being, it's,
flavored
it's a coffee
drinks.
Place. It's a drive-through beverage spot, and you're putting stickers on your car. People don't have McDonald's and Starbucks stickers on their car.
Well, they're
doing something right.
I wonder if Schulze has a like because he
is
loves
Schulze
McDonald's
Dutch Mafia
and Dutch Brothers. Which
yeah, Schulze's Dutch Mafia for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, is he Dutch Mafia sticker?
I've never seen him without a Dutch Brothers.
No, he really does have one
every time. It's like a 64-ounce. Whatever the hell that thing is.
It looks like diarrhea in there.
Yeah. But I mean...
It's probably not.
No. But I don't know.
Maybe a lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And they're the ones that are the overly friendly ones, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do their whole bit. They're great.
They hire like the little kids and they're like...
Great business model.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't have to pay anyone because you're supposed to tip them. I have a friend of mine and... one of the guys he golfs with owns a bunch of Dutch Brothers, and they all give him crap because it's like, yeah, you make money hand over fist because you don't have to pay anybody. He's like, what a great business model where you expect the customers to pay your employees because they pay them like minimum wage, but everyone wants to work there because you just get tipped out the wazoo.
Care to guess their revenue in 2024?
F ton.
They were
correct. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it says right here. F-ton.
And F-ton, yes.
They reported $1.3 billion with a B.
Good Lord.
Bring gas!
They were founded in 1993 in Grants Pass by Travis and Dane Boersma. Mm. And they expect the company's revenue to grow by more than 20% next year. They hope to have over 4,000 locations over the next 10 to 15 years.
Like, there's no...
They already have 1,000 spots.
There's so many... There's no saturation that's too much. Like,
well, Dutch Brothers, I think, is very careful about where, at least I think this is true. They're very careful about where they place their franchise, and they are a franchise. But they're very careful about where they put them.
But there's so many. I went in to grab I was running late to work today, so I went in. I just grabbed a sandwich, and the place I grabbed my little sandwich from there. One of those like pre-made jobs, just run in, just meat and cheese. There was three coffee places that were like, there was a coffee stand like right next door to it. There was a coffee shop in the strip mall. And then across the street, like, kitty corner was another coffee place. And I was just like, there's that many people that just support that. I feel like there's never one too many coffee shops.
Well, what were the three? Because I feel like what's happening is they're all kind of different.
One was one of the bikini
sort of
places.
Okay, that right there, that's different than a Starbucks.
It was
as you know,
it was cowgirls and something or other.
Okay,
so it was
for the pervs.
Yeah, it's for the pervs.
All right, and what else did we have?
And then there was like it was like One Love Coffee. It was like a coffee house.
Okay.
Like
let's find more sun.
And that was like in a strip mall. And then the one across the street, I think, was just like a Starbucks or one of the bigger, maybe Coffee Bean or something.
Well, I think you've got three different clientele there. I really do. I mean, that's probably why you're seeing all like it's
something for everybody.
Dutch for the youngs.
Yeah.
You got the boobs for the pervs. You got the Starbucks for the just the basic. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, the people that want to hang out and pretend like they're sending emails.
But I do hear what Suk is saying. Like in my hometown, there was a Starbucks, and they put one across the street because it was more convenient to drive into from that side of the road. I mean, it's like it's nuts how close they put them to each other.
Yeah, because like as I drive around or as I ride my bike around, I never go into any of them, but I'm just shocked at the number that I drive by. Like if you go down 164th in Vancouver, which is kind of one of the main drags, dude, there's one or two on every block for like a 9-mile stretch. It's just this endless sea. And I always think to myself, there's just, you would think that some of those would go out of business, but no, they just, there's enough people drinking coffee. You got to get in the coffee business, man.
That is in the news right there. There it is. For June 11, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Okay, got a new fun game, Guess the Lines, coming up. I think we're all fired up about the Blazers' new championship pedigree assistant coaches.
And, it's actually pretty neat.
Can't wait.
Maybe a little Mariner talk, I don't know. We got a Malbon text.
Yeah, we got a connection. Saw that.
We need to grease the skids on that one, I think.
Yeah, Buck's starting to angle for some Malbon gear.
Is Buck going to be, like, are we doing, like, a new...
Hey, if it's free, it's for me.
That's the new Jason Day?
Says. How about that? Ryan Buckley.
Jason Day, but without the golf game?
Well, you don't really play. I could see you decked out in that.
Without the handsome...
I don't know that I could pull off Malbon.
No. Without a cool accent.
Is it Malbon? Malbon? Malbon?
Malbon?
Malbon?
Melbourne. Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne? I don't know.
Melbourne? Yeah. That, coming up on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.